old school. Good news. The good news is that our schools are thriving. They're thriving in spite of. Let me just say that. They're thriving in spite of. They're thriving in spite of the perfect storm that this district is in right now. We're pressing on and we're pressing forward. So I want you to know, I don't think, in my opinion, you have stopped as a parent insisting, demanding, and pushing for excellence in the schools. That's evident with the number of people that is in this room. The good news is that we are continually looking at our design of our school system and looking to see how we can improve it. We are looking at our budget to see how we can make cuts without cutting to the schoolhouse and cutting at the local level. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, are you still going to cut central office? And my answer was, I don't think we can rest until we right-size the school district. Not downsize, but right-size it. And there's still more work to do there. Will it all happen on my tenure? I doubt it. I think some is going to happen with the months that I have left, and I think some has to happen with the new leader that will take over the DeKalb County School District. So yes, we will continue to look at that. Are we challenged? Yes, we're very challenged. I got to tell you, when the AYP status came out, it was disappointing. It was disappointing, not just in DeKalb, but I think there were falls all around the state. We're very challenged in the math arena, you know that. And a lot of focus is being placed instructionally about these. We're going to talk about that in just a little bit with our math programs. We've got to do something about raising the ability to meet AYP. Our students are leaving their home school, and they're asking to go to other schools that are just out of space. They're just simply out of space. And they're out of space to the point where now we're looking at a public safety issue in continually to overcrowd those schools. And I understand and respect a parent's right to choose. No debate there. But we've got to do something about raising the achievement levels so that parents feel comfortable with the schools that are in their community. That is the biggest challenge instructionally for the school district, is how to crack that nut and raise that achievement level so that in those subgroups that we're measured on with AYP, we can regain the confidence in those schools so that parents will choose their home schools. Is there any bad news for Shannon Nolan School? None I know of, unless you know something that I don't know. We're moving forward. I think next year this time, you'll have a new leader here. And you know, here's the secret. I'm excited about that. Nobody ever asked me about it, but I'm excited about that. It's an opportunity for the district to truly take a new course of direction. And you know that for all my own personal choices, I'm a background person. I want to get done and get in the background and help. I want to join the staff, and help in moving the district forward. But I want to leave you with this before I close out. And I said this to a parent that emailed me over the weekend and just said some kind things. I don't get a lot of kind things, by the way. Most of the time when I'm here, the parent fucks wrong, and they want to fix right away. But the parent did email and said some very kind things, and I said this back. Thank you for taking the time just to say some kind things, but I also want you to know that I think our work going forward is that we've got to get ready and put our attention in being a good school district that a top-notch superintendent wants to come to. We can't sit idle and stay focused on things that have happened and not put our energy together in positioning and bring the changes so that a great candidate, a top-notch candidate, wants us. We want them, but we need them to want us too. There's a two-way connection with that. It's not one-sided. And so if you had to ask me, I want the focus to be for the next 7 to 8 months working, not in a negative fashion, to keep harping on all the stuff that we did wrong. But roll up your sleeves, come see me, email me, ask for some meetings on what we need to do to get it right so we're the right district for the right candidate and we just don't get a warm body for what I call a grade C person. We want a grade A person. And a grade A person has to want to come to us as well. So I'm going to have Dr. Beasley come up next and just talk about just a few minutes about the instructional program, and then I'd like to take your questions.
Can I ask a question right now?
Sure.
This is about the no bad news for the Dunwoody-Chamblee schools area. What about Chamblee High School?
In regards to construction?
In regards to construction, in regards to overcrowding, in regards to all of that. What about Chamblee High School? I'm really shocked that you did not mention Chamblee High School.
Okay. Let me see if I can capture your question with the answer you're expecting. First of all, Chamblee was a high school that was on the school choice option for the ESA, No Child Left Behind, you more commonly know that for. And we are mandated by federal law to make schools available that are on the receiving list for the ESA No Child Left Behind status. Chandler High School was one of those schools. Now, in deciding that Chandler would receive students, the school district made a decision to allow every ninth grader that chose Chandler as their first choice to have Chamblee as their first choice. Now, if that's in debate whether or not that was a good decision or a bad decision. I think that way, here, it was a bad decision. I think that way, we'll say it's up for debate. But what we did decide, after looking at space, looking at the safety issue of the building, looking at the logistics of what it takes to move around the building, that space simply wasn't there to allow 212 ninth graders to come into that building. So we went back to the drawing table, literally on a Friday night, and I kept getting emails all through the weekend, and I think at one point I just put a canned email together. Some of you received that,
yes.
And I said, we're working on it. We got answers coming, we're working on it. And I think about Wednesday, we were ready, and we started rolling out our plan, and what we decided was that we would create an annex, which was one of the options that the State Department said that we could do, and we created an annex at the Mountain Industrial Complex, which is the new building off of 78. And I think at the end of the day, we either had 131 ninth graders out of 212 that originally exercised school choice chose that option. And so they are at the annex, which is located at 1701 Mountain Industrial Boulevard. In regards to the construction program, Chandler High School is in the SLOSS 3 referendum to receive about $11 million in total. About $11 million. Now, I'll leave this to Barbara to get down into the nuts and bolts of this. Chandler needs much greater than $11 million.
Yes, they are.
Way, way much more.
And we've been promised that SLOSS 2.
But you've been allotted $11 million out of SLOSS 3. But you need some much more greater than $11 million. We had assessment firms come out and basically declare that the building really needs to be a tear-down build-up, okay? A tear-down build-up. The $11 million won't do it. Look at Tucker High School. You see what the cost was to tear down and build up Tucker High School. But what has to happen now at this point is to determine where do we find the additional dollars to be able to do a tear down and build up. That's a challenge that's on the level for the Board of Education. They ultimately are the elected officials. They have to make that decision. Of course, I'm sure you're going to let your board representatives know that you've got 40.
He's not even here.
Plus 11. Well, we have some board members here, and I'm sure that that is on your back. But we also have the opportunity for stimulus fund dollars that was presented to the board. There's about $58 million sitting over there. Now, again, you know, there's some caution about that fund dollars. And then there's the opportunity to do some work now and finish the rest of the work in Swan 4. The options are there. The options are going to go before the Board of Education, and they ultimately will be the decision factors on that. So, one, I've talked about school choice. Secondly, I've talked about your construction program. And if I miss something else, let me know.
Mrs. Tyson, I'm Sandy Stroll, and I have completely studied all of the options, and y'all could have opened another school. You could have done that. That was another option. Instead of putting 100 to 200 kids in an annex that's 17 miles away from Shanley High School.
And my answer to that is that we could have, but we chose to do it a different way. I can tell you one thing very quickly I've learned, and it's true, it's nice to put a face to the email. we could have. But any decision that we make about No Child Left Behind, Issa, I can tell you, we are not going to make everybody happy. I've learned that real quick just about every decision that I make. I'm going to have some people that are happy, and I'm going to have some people that are not happy. And the day we make a decision and we're 100% targeted and we've got everybody happy, will be a miracle. I will say to you that we'll always be in a debate when it comes to school choice. When those options come up and the options are very low, and I can tell you what my number one concern is, I'll just be straight with you about this. If we don't change the meeting of AYP, we're running out of options. We're running out of options. And I've got to tell you, that brings this whole discussion about the requirement of No Child Left Behind. The energy focus needs to shift towards from the school district being the owner of the decision making of No Child Left Behind to the people in Washington who make the law about No Child Left Behind. Because I gotta tell you, we're running out of options. I spoke with a senior level member at the State Department last Wednesday, and he said to me, in 1 to 2 years, school districts may possibly be at a point where there's nowhere to send the kids. We've got some small school districts in the state that simply had nowhere to send them. And then they didn't have the budget to go put all the trailers on the campuses of the schools that aren't eligible for No Child Left Behind. And so something's got to shift, and it all can't be on the district to figure out. We're going to have help at the state level and at the federal level. Now, I will tell you one forward-thinking idea that we put on the table, and Dr. Barry, you're going to have to help me with this to get it right. We are looking at the possibility of next school year of taking one of our buildings that is not used at this point and creating a secondary cluster school.
Did I say cluster charter?
Secondary charter school that has a purposeful, I don't want to use the word theme, but is that okay? Theme to enroll students and then use it as a secondary option for No Child Left Behind. That is a forward thing. We're already at the table trying to see how we can do that so that we can relieve what has become or will become a public safety issue for some of these overcrowded schools. But I can tell you that one will never make everybody happy. We won't. But we have to comply with the law. And, you know, I've even got one parent that's an attorney that's even challenging our decisions. And we've been told by the state, this is what you have to do. So we're going to keep working at it. We're going to try to think outside the box, come up with some different options in regards to that, and see what we can do to allow parents to exercise free choice, but at the same time, try our best not to create a public safety issue at the overcrowded schools.
Mr. Tyson? He touched
on the school, and you have had this discussion before, you also said you're going to be redistricting. So when you talk about not just closing schools, you're also talking about redistricting next year also.